As we've been hearing today, federal court rulings have temporarily suspended President Trump's controversial travel ban on refugees and visa holders. Trump's order calls for a temporary immigration ban on 7 majority Muslim countries. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is hearing oral arguments today to determine if the suspension of the order will be upheld. Amid the uncertainty, students and staff at the School for International Training in Brattleboro are still trying to understand the impact of the developing situation. SIT is a college in Brattleboro that offers master's degrees and graduate certificates in a variety of fields related to international education and sustainable development. As VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, the school relies on international travel.
Abdu Idris came to SIT to study sustainable development, and his program includes fieldwork somewhere overseas. But Idris is from Sudan, one of the 7 countries covered by President Trump's travel ban. And so, for now, his plans are on hold.
For me right now, I'm worried about my project. Maybe can continue as my plan or not. But I can't stop. I believe that if anyone have a goal, maybe he can't achieve today, but tomorrow he can succeed. But I'm worried.
The president's move to ban some international travel and the subsequent court orders threw Idris's plans into upheaval. And even if the travel ban remains blocked, he's not sure he's ready to get on a plane and leave this country without knowing if he'd be allowed back in.
I'm not understand what the future going on and what the next step for us exactly. But I am so angry. We live with stress. Last week was stressful. All the international students, especially from this 7 country.
Idris left Sudan 12 years ago as a refugee fleeing the violence there. He ended up in Cairo and then spent the past few years working with other refugees in Buffalo. He says he got this opportunity to attend college, and he wants to continue working with people who are struggling.
It is very important when you survive to help others to survive about what happened to them. It is very important when you share your experience with other people who face the challenge as you face right now to help human beings, that will let them to be more strong, more creative, more dependent on themselves. It is very important.
Trump's executive action rocked this campus in Brattleboro. At any one time, SIT has hundreds of students located in dozens of countries all over the globe. And so when news broke on a Saturday morning and Trump said he was temporarily banning travel from 7 countries, SIT President Sophie Howlett says she and her senior staff changed their weekend plans.
The first issue on our minds was, do we have any students or faculty or staff who are out of the country right now and are trying to get back in?
After finding out everyone was safe, the administration tried to understand what this new executive order will mean to SIT. Students from all over the world are getting ready to come to the Brattleboro campus, and students who are in Vermont now are trying to make travel plans for their projects. Howlett says the college is preparing for the worst.
We've got no idea about how this ban might be extended in the future. So obviously we have a group of international students out there who are very nervous right now.
One of those students said she didn't want to give her name to protect herself and her family. She said she was from one of the 7 countries included in the travel ban.
I thought that I'm not feeling safe back there in my country because of the war zones and because of the work that I have done. But I'm not feeling safe here in the U.S. And I'm just like really disappointed that I reached that point that I can't even. I came from a country and I came from a family that we are facing whatever fears that we have. We don't just like hide behind the screens. And this is my first time that I'm hiding behind the screens.
She says back in her home country, she did work to help people in the war zone and to support equal rights for women. She had an opportunity to go to a training in Europe, but now believes the travel ban won't allow her to attend. And just like everyone else all over the world who's been affected by the developing situation, there's uncertainty about the future.
For me, it's a crisis. We're talking about natural crisis and war crisis. This is a crisis. from those people who are in the seven countries, like everything is just like their hopes, their dreams, their jobs, their education, it's just on hold.
A younger student also said he didn't want to give his name or country of origin. He was a little freaked out and less sure what was on the other side of all of this.
After hearing, you know, the news about executive order and the impact and what we've seen on, like what happened in the airports too, you know, it was just heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking to see that. It's just like it doesn't make sense, you know. I mean, still till this day, I can't believe that we are living this.
He says the people who come to SIT want to build their lives and careers around international travel. They want to establish stronger ties among nations, and they want to encourage more travel and more face-to-face contact, not less.
We all came here in one purpose. We have different, of course, you know, aspiration, but there's something one uniting us is to establish a bridge between nationals and expand the bubble and make a global bubble to be more inclusive, you know, to have a mutual understanding, mutual respect for each other, and at the same time educate ourselves about other cultures. And that's the general umbrella that we all fit in.
So the administration and the students are getting ready for this new normal. The school is solidifying its policies, and it says it won't give out information on its students if someone from the government comes asking. The school held a meeting last week to let students and staff talk about how they're feeling. And the college president says it was the first of what will likely be frequent town hall meetings to vent and support each other and figure out the best and safest way to move forward. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.